Well, we've been hearing stories about tariffs for months and months, and then more recently we've heard the term global trade war, and we might have one, or it might have been put off by a month. In the case of Mexico, we don't know about Canada, then there's China, then there's European Economic Union, that we may have tariffs or a trade war with. But what is a trade war, and what are the economic impacts, and especially when you're trying to get an economy jump-started and get interest rates down? Bill Adams is a senior vice president and chief economist for Comerica Bank and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back, David. Nice to be with you.
I can always turn to you, and I need some clarity. So, this business with Mexico is just astounding. I did some research, and our trade, the Texas-Mexico trade, was $272 billion in 2023. This is not peanuts.
It's a huge relationship for the Texas economy. In particular, on the energy side, the cross-border flows of crude and refined products are huge. So it's a big deal for us here in Texas. Texas, you know, there's a lot of things Texas is good at. One of them that you might not hear as much of is that Texas is an export powerhouse. Both energy and agricultural products and technology as well. So Texas is closely linked into the global economy, and so these tariffs could have real implications for us here.
And we get all of our fruits and vegetables and vehicle parts and technology, little instruments that go into making bigger things too. So what is the global impact? What is the impact, the economic analysis show you, of a trade war? Not just with Texas, but like I say, for the U.S.?
I think for the U.S., higher tariffs, you know, are a kind of a tax hike. It's a tax on American companies' purchases of foreign products. And if we take at face value the idea of 25% tariffs on Mexican goods at some point, and as well as Canada, and then another 10% on Chinese goods, that would add up to about 0.75% of American GDP in a tax hike. I think the ultimate impact, if these tariffs are enacted, would be smaller than that. Foreign companies are going to cut prices somewhat to preserve market share. American importers likely accept narrower margins if tariffs go up. But consumers would ultimately feel that in higher prices. So a tax hike on imported goods. For American businesses that compete against foreign imports, they would see better pricing power, and they would see improved outlooks for their sales here in the United States.
And I guess at some point this has the long-range positive impact, and maybe we've seen some of this already, is onshoring, getting more business back here. That got a big jump start during COVID when we couldn't get anything, you know, off container ships. Everybody said, we need to start producing it here. I noticed they started producing rare earth minerals, of all things, out at Alliance Airport the other day. So I guess it's coming.
What we've seen since the first Trump administration has been a lot of manufacturing moved out of China, but it moved didn't necessarily come to the United States. Some of it did come here.
Some of it went to Mexico. That's the ironic thing.
A lot went to Mexico. Some went to Southeast Asia, to Bangladesh for apparel. Manufacturing hasn't just come back to the United States. And for the manufacturing that is coming back to the United States, and we are seeing manufacturing grow in the United States, it's really a different type of manufacturing process than we saw generations ago, where manufacturing created a lot of blue-collar jobs. It's more technical work, it's highly automated, it's very capital-intensive. So that creates demand for American technology and robotics, but it's not the job growth driver that it used to be.
So people were asking me Monday morning, why did the stock market tank? I mean, one time the Dow was down like over 600, close to 700 mm-hmm. points. They said, you know, I mean, the tariffs hadn't even started yet, and you don't know if it's going to happen. And my response was uncertainty, is that the markets just don't like uncertainty. And this, it strikes me, I mean, economies don't like uncertainty. Nobody likes uncertainty. This is likely to be an uncertain situation for some time.
Uncertainty is with us. I think the tariffs also are a reminder that there are price pressures in the U.S. economy. That's a reason why the Fed would be more reluctant to cut interest rates further. And higher interest rates mean that investors have alternatives to buying stocks. It can generate a return in treasuries or other bond investments. And that weighs on stock prices.
You know, your kickoff piece to 2025, your January look ahead, had an opening line in there that said, "We are cautious with a chance of inflation." This is the kind of thing
still with us. Yeah,
it would seem to be a little bit more with us.
Well, President Trump signaled during the campaign that he was going to continue with the same strategies he used in his first administration and tariffs. And trying to reduce American purchases of imports were a big part of that. So our forecast, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, and we're watching Washington along with everyone else. But our assumption is that President Trump follows through sooner or later, to a greater or lesser extent, on increasing restrictions on American purchases of foreign goods. And that is likely to be inflationary. So our forecast does assume higher inflation because of that. Now, that increase in inflation in imported goods is offset to an extent, or I expect it to be offset over the next year, because the housing market is much cooler than it was in 2021, 2022. And so for renters who are out there looking for a new lease, those lease rates being advertised right now are not that different from what they were a year ago, not seeing a big increase there. And house prices, especially in the Texas markets that have added the most supply over the last year or two, like Austin, house prices are flat to even lower in some cases.
So is your assessment of the biggest potential challenge to 2025 changed by any of this? Was this it all along?
President Trump is following through on things that campaign promises, essentially. And so
you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I think the question is timing and the magnitude of the impact. But he promised he was going to go back to restricting imports, and here we are.
So if there's a chance of inflation, we're not going to have any more interest rate cuts anytime soon, are we?
Well, on the one hand, you've got expectations for imported goods going up. On the other hand, we have less pressure on housing prices and other services inflation, like I'm expecting to see smaller increases of car insurance premiums this year, for example. So net, I think the Fed is likely to still cut interest rates in 2025, but less than they cut last year. I only have a single quarter percentage point cut in my forecast for this year.
And that would seem more and more likely. I've even begun to hear some people talking about hikes in interest rates, but we'll try to banish those people. Bill Adams is chief economist for Comerica Bank. We always enjoy our visits. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, David. It's great being with you.
Thanks for more of a conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.